to come on this ministry and our lives. We're fasting every day until 3 p.m. When does it start, Pastor? When you wake up, praise the Lord, all right? And everybody say, I can do it. Now look at Jay, tell him, you can do it. Now look at your other neighbor, your second choice. I don't know why they're your second choice, but tell them you can do it too. All right, y'all know that's just having fun, right? All right. We are believing God for relief, for increase. Those are the two words I was praying. I was driving to Rhode Island to see my son a few weeks ago, and it was a 13, 14-hour drive, and I didn't listen to anything but just teaching of the Word of God, or I was driving in just silence, just hearing from God. And then those are the two words that he gave me, relief and increase, relief and increase. And so we're believing for relief and increase, and ultimately to see God's power at work in our lives. Relief has a lot to do with freedom. It has a lot to do with peace, and it has a lot to do with deliverance, okay? Increase has a lot to do with abundance, favor, and multiplication, all right? So let's just stop right now in the middle of my lesson and repeat after me. Say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
as we go on this fast,
as a community,
we agree
and believe
that this week
we will see
freedom,
peace,
deliverance,
abundance,
favor,
and multiplication.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Now give the Lord a hand praise if you believe for that. Amen. All right? And it's that simple, right? It's that simple. Like a little few minutes ago, we were excited. There's nothing wrong with being excited. You don't have to be excited. You just have to be in faith. Does that make sense? So excitement is good, but sometimes, you know, in a moment like this, we're just, Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. The key is my faith. I believe that this is going to happen. Now, fasting strengthens our faith, and it strengthens our focus, all right? And you need faith and focus if you're really going to see some things happen in your life. When we begin to talk about faith, Hebrews 11 and 6 is the first thing that pops up. It teaches us that without faith, it's impossible to please him. Talking about God. For he who comes to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently, everybody say diligently, seek him. That diligently word has a lot to do with focus, because remember what I said, it takes faith and it takes focus. If you are going to see the word of God manifest in your life, it's going to take some faith and it's going to take some focus along with some discipline, praise the Lord, all right? So I gave you my faith scripture. When I think of focus, the first thing I think of is Jeremiah 29 and 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me, not with some, but all of your heart, right? And so this week, I want you to focus. I want you to have your faith high. You know, man, you know, the Lord told me, let's go on a fast as a church family, as a community, and, you know, no liquids until 3. Now, there's some things I think some of you all need to add based on wherever you're at. You understand? To help you keep your focus. If you know, hey, man, sometimes I scroll too much on social media, ain't no problem. Just take them off your phone for this week. You understand what I'm saying? Or take them off your phone every day till 3 o'clock. You know, or just those kind of things. You know, sometimes you're like, well, you know, that's good, but you know, I love sweets. So, you know, so not only am I fasting every day until 3, nothing, but come 3 o'clock, I'm having no sweets, right? So just do whatever you've got to do to keep your focus, because at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when you're thinking, man, a chocolate chip cookie sure would be nice, and the Holy Spirit reminds you that you're fasting, instead of going to get the chocolate chip cookie, Father, I thank you for relief and increase in my life. I thank you for what you're doing in my daughter's life. I thank you for what you're doing in my son's life. You understand? And you have to pray all through the day. Jesus says that we are to always pray and not faint and not give up. And so how many points do you all think I have for you today? You already know. I've got 3 simple points, and these are instructions and information as it relates to how I should believe and how I should step, into this week as we're believing God to do amazing things. Now, I hope you get on the prayer line every day anyways, but this week, I really want you on the prayer line, because our prayer partners are going to be praying all through the week, and it's all going to be about release, going to be about relief, release too, praise the Lord, increase, breakthrough, access granted, the power of God in our lives, and it's going to be nothing but encouragement like it always is, all right? So let's jump into the lesson that I have to share with you. Everybody say number one.
Number one,
fasting brings spiritual relief. Fasting, so we're believing for it, but you have to understand fasting will bring this into possession in our lives. Isaiah 58 and 6, the writer says, is not this the fast that I have chosen for you? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free. He says, and that you break or you destroy every yoke. All right? And so when you begin to read that and really break those things down, well, when it talks about when I go on a fast, these are things that should happen. The first thing that should happen is that the bonds of wickedness should be loose off of our life. And the bonds of wickedness have a lot to do with freeing you from the hands or the attacks of the enemy. Sometimes the enemy just tries to attack you, right? And sometimes it has to do with freeing you from strongholds. Strongholds are negative thoughts that come typically from the enemy, or sometimes even just negative people that just make you, think, I'm never going to be free. It's never going to work. It's never going to happen. Those are strongholds that try, they're houses of negative thoughts that reside in your mind. That is why the writer teaches us to cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the name and the knowledge of God, and bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So the bonds of wickedness have to do with freeing you from the hand and the attacks of the enemy, from strongholds, and then even addictions. Addictions can be any kind of addiction. It can be a sexual perversion. It can be an alcoholic addiction. It can be a pornography addiction. It can just be I eat too much sweets addiction. You understand what I'm saying? It can be any of those things, praise the Lord. And so that's the bonds of wickedness. And then the next thing it says is to undo heavy burdens. This is relief that God wants to release the people of God from burdens that you are carrying. You have to let it go. You got to make it up. And this week, I'm going to give it to God. I'm going to cast all my care upon him because he cares for me. Watch this. If I need this iPad, right, to be set over at the first speaker, right? And then, you know, I give it to Minister Deb, and I want her to just go set it at the first speaker, and I give it to her, and she grabs it, but I don't let go. It's going to be hard for her to do what she needs to do. Sometimes we say we give stuff to God, and when God puts his hands out to take it, we don't let go. And now God says, it's not that I can't, I'm trying to, but the moment you let go, watch this, now God can go do exactly whatever it is you're believing for. Does that make sense? Amen. And so, thank you. And so, I'm gonna need that back, praise the Lord. And so you have to make it up in your mind that this week I'm casting all my care upon him. I am really going to let it go. And let me help you. Watch this. Just because sometime a thought comes back doesn't mean you didn't let it go. Because what happens is in your mind, in your heart, you say, God, I'm giving it to you. And then the enemy will cause that thing to come right back around in your mind. But immediately say, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that I have given it to you. I have released that. I'm free from it in Jesus' name. And go on about your business. Does that make sense? All right. So God is going to help your heart. That's what he told me. He says, I'm going to help their heart. Some people's hearts are broken, and God is going to help your broken heart. So to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens. Are y'all getting anything out of this? To let the oppressed go free. All right. God is going to free you and release you from some situations and even some bad situations, all right? And so you got to be in faith for that. Loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. In other words, what God is going to do, he's going to destroy anything that tries to keep you bound. Anything that tries to keep you bound, all right? You got it? If you're going to clap, that's a good place to clap. Everybody say anything. Sin, lack, fear, sickness, depression, anxiety, stress. You understand what I'm saying? Toxic people, just whatever it is, what he's going to release you from all that. You got it? He's going to destroy every yoke of the enemy. Watch this. When he cuts that yoke of lack, or that yoke of fear, or that yoke of depression, or that yoke of anxiety, watch this, and you know you're free, you got it, and let me just help you, you're free right now, right? So when the enemy tries to show up, even this afternoon, and we haven't even started fasting tomorrow, with this heaviness that tries to come on you, say, oh no, devil, I'm already free from depression, I'm free from anxiety, I'm free from fear, it's not my portion, I'm sending it back to the sender in Jesus' name, and then just walk around, Father, I'm free. I'm free. You got it. Make a song. Come on, somebody. Do a little dance. Raise your hands. You got it. You know, you might not can't sing like me. I can't. I can't remember what my father, Bishop McIver, said. He would say something. I couldn't hold a tune in a bucket or something like that. You know. But anyways, you know. No, that wasn't my dad because he could actually sing. But anyways, you know. But when you make it up in your mind, you're free. Stay free. The Bible says, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage or that thing that tries to hold you, all right? I believe relief is coming for the people of God. Psalms 34 and 17 says that the righteous cry out and the Lord does what, class? Okay, we're going to try it again, all right? Psalms 34, and I'm going to start all the way at the top. I believe relief is coming for the people of God. Psalms 34 and 17 says the righteous cry out and the Lord does what, class? Yeah, I need you to know that God hears you when you pray. When you pray, God hears you. But I messed up. He still hears you. You're still his son, and you're still his daughter. If we have natural children, sometimes they make mistakes, mess up. When they come to us, tell them, I'm sorry. We still hear them. Right? So God hears you, all right? The writer says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, and his will is his word. So if you're going to go to God with the prayer petition, you got it, and you're going to ask God for something, you know, find, you know, get, okay, so this is what we're doing on the fast. Figure out what it is I'm believing for and make sure I find it in the Word of God. And then if I find it in the Word of God, I can put my faith on it and it can come to pass in my life. Does that make sense? All right. You know, because God knows exactly what he's doing. You got it. And God is not sometimey. You got it. And God's not up and down. God knows, you know, what he's doing. And so God said relief and increase. We're believing for relief and increase. Well, maybe relief, but I don't know about it. No, God said both. We find it in the Word of God. And so we're going to hold fast to it. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Second Chronicles 20 and 1. All right. Matter of fact, let's finish Psalms 34 and 17. We got to finish Psalms 34 and 17. The righteous cry out and the Lord does what, class?
Hears.
And not only hears, but he delivers them not out of some, but
all
their troubles. So God hears you. And not only does God hear you, God's going to deliver you out of all your troubles. And let me just tell you, that's possible. That is possible. It's possible for you to live a life of freedom, of joy, of peace, and of increase. It is possible for your life. You got it? You got it? And so we are believing God to see some supernatural things happen, all right? Some supernatural things take place. And it's according to your faith be it unto you, right? Matthew 9:27. And then Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him that believeth, all right? And so it's up to us. It's up to our faith. Now, 2 Chronicles 20 and 1, I think it was last week at the 11 o'clock, I talked about how the children of God were being attacked by the children of Moab, Ammon, and Mount Seir. I want to read that to you because I want to show you something out of this, all right? 2 Chronicles, and it's a lot, so just follow pastor. Everybody say, just follow pastor. It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and the others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. You got it? Jehoshaphat was the king of of Israel, of the people of God at the time. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea from Syria, and they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to do what, class?
Seek the Lord.
And and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. Verse 4. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord, all right? And so now this is where they're all coming together, and he's about to pray, and he's about to tell the Lord, hey, Lord, you know, what's going on? Because there was a time when the children of Moab were coming through that we could have wiped them out. We could have wiped the children of Ammon out easily when all the fighting was going on, but you told us not to. You told us to spare them. He says, and now look what they're doing to repay us. Now drop down to verse 12. He says, oh, our God, will you not judge them? He says, for we have no power against this great multitude that is coming again. They have teamed up against us. He says, nor do we really know what to do, I love this last part. He says, but our
eyes
are what?
On you.
Yeah, see, when you don't know where to go and when you don't know what to do, Psalms 121 says, I will lift my eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help, because all my help comes from the Lord. So when you don't know what to do, you're not in a bad situation, just go to Jesus. When you feel like you're in a weak situation, it's okay, because his strength is made perfect in your weakness, all right? So you're okay either way, because you're a child of God. Now let's drop down to verse 14. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, all of you Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat. So he's talking to everybody. Thus saith the Lord, do not be
afraid.
Thank you, class. Nor don't worry about the devil, because this great multitude, of this great multitude, he says, for the battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. He says, tomorrow go down. See, the Spirit of God is on him, the anointing's on him, and watch this. When the anointing's on him, you hear him declaring some things, but then also giving some instruction from the Lord. Sometime I'm up here, the Spirit of God is moving, and I'll begin to declare some things, and then I'll give you some instructions too, right? It says, tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent or the cliff of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel, all right? And so now they're finding out exactly what's going to happen before it's happening. They're just getting this word of knowledge. He says, you will not need to fight in this battle. He says, position your... Let's go back to verse 17. You will not
need
to do what?
Fight.
Where? Okay, let's start at verse 17. Let's just say that whole thing on the count of three. One, two, three. Okay, one, two, three. Okay, now we're going
to
say it again, but I want you to use the word I. One, two, three.
I will not need to fight in this battle.
Now give the Lord a hand praise, because you don't got to fight. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm telling you, you got to keep your heart right. You got it? Because the condition of your heart determines the outcome of your faith. And you got a lot that God is going to do for you, right? And if you mess your heart up, it delays it. Then you got to get your heart right so God can do it. But don't delay what God has for you. Just keep your heart right, all right? So he says, you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, woo, and see what? The salvation of the Lord who is with you. He's already with you. He says, do not fear, don't be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And sometimes when I read it, this week I was reading, and I kept saying, for the Lord is with me. For the Lord is with me, all right? 2 Chronicles 20, now let's drop down to verse 20. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and ye shall be what class? So you'll be rooted, you'll be grounded, right? You'll be firm. You'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, right? You got it? He says, believe his prophets, and you shall advance, all right? Okay, so verse 21, and when he had consulted the people, he appointed those who should. So he's getting some praise and worship folk. He's not giving them a sword. He's not giving them a spear, but he says that should go out and sing to the Lord, and who should praise the beauty of his holiness. And when they went out before the army who had swords and who had spears, watch this, they went and said, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. They had already made it up in their minds that this is a brand new day with brand new mercies, and God is covering us. So it doesn't matter what happens. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. Only with my eyes shall I look and receive the reward of the wicked, and I'm not the wicked, so that's not my reward. That's not my portion, right? All right. Ooh, this is good, y'all. This is good. Now, verse 22. Now, when they began to sing and praise, and that's why I'm asking you to come 3 minutes early to church every single Sunday, because I want you to be ready that when the worship team starts, man, we start worshiping God, because as we worship, chains begin to fall. As we worship, things begin to break in the spirit, and God begins to help you. He says, now they begin to sing and praise. The Lord set ambushments against the people of Ammon, Moab, and out Mount Seir. Who did it? The Lord. Who had come against Judah, and they were what class? Defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. Wait a minute, they were together the day before. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, watch this, the children of Ammon and Moab, they begin to destroy one another. So the Bible says that God set ambushments up against their enemies. And watch this, as they worship God, instead of the enemy coming to destroy them, they destroyed each other. Now, if you keep reading, the Bible says when they came around to see what was going on, he says everybody was dead and there were spoils. Everybody say spoils. So there was jewelry and there was gold and there was precious silver and all those kind of things. And the Bible says that it took them 3 days to gather all the spoils because it was so much. So you got to get it made up in your mind. Wait a minute, Father, I found a promise in the Word of God that when the enemy comes against me, you got it. The first thing that's going to happen is I'm just going to worship God. I'm going to praise God. God is going to set ambushments up against my enemy. He's going to wipe them out. And then God's got all kind of spoil for me, all kind of increase for me. Some good things are going to happen for my life. Does that make sense? Sounds like relief and increase to me, right? So this week as we fast, everybody say expect. Expect chains to break, chains of worry and chains of fear and chains of confusion and chains of financial pressure. God is sending relief. Now just say, I receive. All right, so that's point number one. That's point, I ain't got much time to go. All right, point number two. All right, yeah, this is where I want to be. This is good. Yeah, all right, everybody say, if you had time. All right. If I had time, if you're newer to the ministry, I don't do this a lot, but when I say if I had time, that means that we got to get up out of here, and pastor's not all the way done. But remember, on the church app is this entire lesson, all right? If I had time, I would go to number two and tell you that fasting unlocks supernatural increase. I would take you to Joel 2:23, where it says, be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord. Sounds like praise and worship. For he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former and the latter, in the first month. If I had time, I would explain to you that at one point it comes in October to soften up so that they can plant. And then I would explain that's the former rain, and then that the latter rain comes in March so it could soften the ground up so that they can reap, right? Well, I would explain to you that the Lord is saying that he is going to cause the former and the latter to come at one time. I told lady, babe, and I'm not calling for an offering. So I said, we need to sow a seed because we're about to go to a fast. Well, the Lord reminded me that when the former and the latter comes, as soon as you sow, you're going to reap. You got it? That the reaper is going to overtake the plowman. You understand? So let me read this because I don't want to miss this up. In the spirit, rain symbolizes God's blessings and an outpouring of the spirit, which brings refreshing and revival. So normally, former and latter rains come in different seasons. But Joel says they're going to come together, symbolizing an acceleration and restoration, which sounds like revival. As soon as you sow, you're going to see an immediate harvest. The key is to keep your heart right and don't be moved. The key is to keep your heart right and don't get caught up in offense. Don't get caught up what's going on in this world's culture. Don't get caught up in confusion. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That sounds like God. I gotta go. I gotta play something soft, of course. We got to get out of here, right? But I couldn't believe this, but recently I heard this guy and he was like, yeah, but you gotta remember we're Gentiles. Well, what's that got anything to do with? I felt like, Jesus, you don't know the scripture, nor the power of God. because we are all God's children, we have been engrafted into the family of God. Ephesians 2 and 19, now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. John 1 and 12, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become the children of God. Yes. Galatians 3 and 29, oh Lord, I'm going to try not to get too excited and shout on this one. But it says, if you belong to Christ, does anybody in the room belong to Christ? He says, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So this fast is not subtraction, it's multiplication. Believe for more. Everybody say more. More joy, more peace, more wisdom, more favor, more financial blessings, more opportunities. If I had time, I'd go to number three and tell you that fasting positions you for God's power, and you are going to see God's power. On the app, we have, if you go to the church app at the bottom right, it says more. When you go to the more, it says momentum. Our confession is there, and then Amos 9 and 13 is there. Every day, a couple times a day, I want you to pray the confession, and I want you to pray the scripture. Amos 9 and 13, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. Sometimes you got to just walk around and say, Father, I think it won't be long now. You get an email, and you'd be like, it won't be long now. Somebody act a little funny, it won't be long now. You got it. He said, God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. Okay. All right. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. Lord, I don't mind that. One thing fast on the heels of the other. He says, you are not going to be able to keep up. You're going to get this good news, and then somebody's going to send you an encouraging text, and then somebody who hadn't called you in a long time is going to call you. Then your Cash App is going to go off. Something you've been believing for that you almost forgot you were believing for comes to pass. He says everything will happen, everybody say at once. He says, and everywhere you look, somebody shout blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. And so we believe in the name of Jesus that as we move forward into this fast, that we are going to see some supernatural things happen, and nothing by any means is going to be able to stop us, to slow us down, and to hurt us. So weapons may form, but don't you even worry about them. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. Don't try to fight back. The battle is not your battle. It belongs to the Lord, because they will not prosper. So, Father, we thank you as we enter into this week. We thank you for your anointing on the prayer line every morning to encourage the people of God. And so, Father, I thank you for breakthrough. I thank you that access has been granted. I thank you for relief, and I thank you for increase. I thank you that we are going to see the supernatural this week. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Can you give the Lord a big hand praise? Amen.